AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They're missing a second deadline. World powers trying to talk Iran into giving up any path toward a nuclear weapon. Here's our Mark Smith.
As the haggling in Vienna continues, the State Department says the interim deal freezing Iran's uranium enrichment and other work will stay in effect through Friday. All sides say progress has been made, but EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the talks have been tense at times and the toughest issues remain to be resolved.
In Brussels, the new Greek finance minister has arrived at Eurozone bailout talks without a written loan plan, according to what we're hearing. Jeroen Dijsselbloem is the president of an informal group of Eurozone finance ministers.
It's going to be very difficult, but we will await new proposals from the Greek government. Hopefully they'll have them today, and we can see whether they are credible and whether that could be a way out.
Greek banks are still closed. The Dow has been down 159 points in the last moment or two as all of this plays out. Bill Cosby's admission that he got sedatives to give women he wanted to have sex with could support the defamation claims of some of his accusers, according to the women's lawyers. Joseph Camerata is one of those attorneys.
It verifies their complaints in the sense that they said that they were drugged and then had sex forced upon them by Bill Cosby. This provides some linkage of drugs and sex. And so it's a big step forward.
Now to South Carolina, where the state Senate has just voted to remove the Confederate flag from state house grounds. The bill now goes to the House, where its future is uncertain. Employers advertised a few more jobs in May. That's a sign that the economy is getting even a little bit more energized. This is AP Radio News. An Olympic torch carried by then Bruce, now Caitlyn Jenner, comes up for auction at the end of the month. Warren Levinson's in New York with this.
Heritage Auctions says it expects the torch Bruce Jenner carried through Lake Tahoe in 1984 to fetch upwards of $20,000. It's the first significant bit of Jenner Olympic memorabilia to come up for sale since the 1976 decathlon champion began the transition to become Caitlyn Jenner. The director of sports auctions at Heritage calls the torch a wonderful symbol that masculinity and femininity are not mutually exclusive. Jenner carried the torch for a kilometer through the Nevada town on its way to the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. Warren Levinson, New York.
FBI agents and Indiana State Police are at the home of Subway restaurant spokesman Jared Fogel, and they have removed electronics from the property. The FBI says it is conducting an investigation in the Zionsville area, but it won't confirm it involves Fogel. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.